Hello world, welcome to this edition of Daily Manna brought to you by the Voice of Power broadcast. And I trust you're willing and ready to receive a word from God, a rhema word, a right now in season word just for you. I believe that. Coming from Psalm 22, verse 1, the psalmist declared prophetically, David, praying here in this psalm in a time of great distress. But little did he realize, being inspired by the Holy Spirit, to pin these words that he was pinning them prophetically concerning Jesus Christ. And notice what he says. Psalm 22, verse 1, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now we see that in the cross, Jesus Christ suspended between heaven and earth, and he cried out, my God, as darkness covered the earth, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? What does this tell us? That David knew what it was like to pray and feel as though his prayers were not being heard or answered by God. But it goes even deeper than that. It tells us that Jesus Christ knows what it's like to feel like he's been abandoned by God, hanging upon the cross. It tells us that there is nothing that we can face in this life that Christ has not experienced himself as he walked this people planet. Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. God became a man. And that man was Jesus Christ. And he walked this people planet for some 33 years. And he lived. He was tempted of the devil. He was tested. He was tried. But the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, wherefore seeing we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession. For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but were in all points tempted like as we, yet without sin. Therefore, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and grace in the time of trouble. Jesus Christ, my friend, has faced everything you will ever go through in your life. Some of you are facing great pain today, but I can tell you and assure you that Jesus Christ knows how you feel. Have you ever been beaten? Well, he was beaten 39 times with a Roman whip, where the historian Josephus said in his writings that with each lash of the whip, pieces of flesh the size of a man's hand fell to the tessellated Gabbatha of Pilate's judgment hall. He's been beaten. Have you ever been spat upon? He was spat upon. Have you ever been slapped with the open hand? He was slapped and beaten beyond recognition, the Isaiah the prophet tells us. The Bible also declares that his beard was plucked from his face. They placed a crown of thorns upon his head, put nails in his wrist and in his ankles, nailing him to the cross of Calvary, suspending him between heaven and earth, hanging there on that cross, exposed to the world, the Son of God, taking your place as the ultimate sin sacrifice for all humanity. For God so loved the world that he became like us. Hallelujah. Look at verse 2 of Psalm 22. David said, O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season, and I'm not silent. You ever been through a night season? I mean a real dark hour. Maybe you're there now. Maybe you're facing the darkest hour of your life today. But can I tell you that God is right there with you? David felt like his prayers were not being heard. Jesus felt that way as well when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, Lord, I pray that this cup would pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And the Bible says that he was under great distress, that he began to sweat great drops of blood in that garden. Have you ever been that stressed out? Have you ever been that anxious, that overwhelmed with life, that you began to sweat drops of blood? Well, he has. And he knows how you feel today. He knows what it's like to be in a night season. I like verse 3. David said, But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. That word inhabit there means to set in. He sets in your praise. You see, you must learn, ladies and gentlemen, how to thank him for the trial, just like you thank him for the triumph. I'm reminded of Paul and Silas when, in Acts 16, when they are taken to jail for casting a devil out of a girl who was a soothsayer. She brought her master's great gain, the Bible says, but when they cast the devil out of her and she became a Christian, they weren't making any money. So they said, we got to put these men in jail. And the Bible says that the jailer had to put Paul's feet and his legs in the stocks because he was beaten so severely. But during that time, the Bible says at the midnight hour in Acts 16 that Paul looked at Silas and said, let's have church. During the darkest night season of their lives, they began to praise God. And many people teach it this way. They teach that God broke them out of jail. But I don't believe that's what happened. I believe that God was breaking in. That's right. Because when they began to praise Him and worship Him in their darkest hour, God broke into their situation. And He changed the circumstances of their lives. And the Bible says that the jailer began to take his life because everybody was set free. And Paul said, don't do that, sir. And the man says, what shall I do to be saved? And he says, not only will you be saved by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, but your whole house shall be saved. And that's what God wants to do in your life during the darkest hour that you're facing now. Just lift up your hands and begin to praise Him and worship Him. And He will break into your situation and not only change your life, but change the lives of your family and everybody around you. Heavenly Father, touch your people today. Whatever they're facing, whatever the circumstance, we just praise you and we thank you for the trial as well as the triumph, because we know that you inhabit our praises and you sit with us, Holy Spirit, and you are our comforter, our counselor, the one who guides us in these last days. Touch your people, bring them to the cross, and save our families today. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, God is so good. Worship Him today. Take a moment and just worship Him and thank Him despite what you're going through, and watch Him break into your life and change your circumstances just as sure as I speak to you today, because He is faithful. That's all the time we have for this edition of Daily Manna. I want to thank you once again for tuning in. And until next time, always remember, the just shall live by faith. God bless you.